Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Jeff Budd here to talk about the Adult Spelling Bee coming up in February. Thanks, Jeff, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us again to help us publicize this.
Yeah, so this has been a fun tradition going on for a handful of years now.
At least 10 or so, something like that, maybe even a little bit more.
Yeah, and this is sponsored, I guess, or hosted by Friends of the Sitka Public Library.
Yeah. And it's to raise funds that then will eventually go back to the Sitka Public Library.
Excellent.
To help them get some of the things they can't normally get.
And this is it's a pretty fun way to do it, not only for the participants, but also for the audience that gets to watch this all happen.
Well, they're part of the thing, too, because when we were talking earlier, there's lifelines. So if I get a word I don't know, I can look in the dictionary. I have 30 seconds to open that dictionary that's, 4 inches thick, find the word, spell it, or I can ask you in the audience, or I can have somebody call somebody. But no more cell phones.
Yes,
it's the honor system.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of a spelling bee, I'm thinking you're probably thinking back to the Whiz Kids on stage, writing with their finger on the back of their hand, coming up with the spelling for incredibly intricate words, just out like pulling it out of a hat. Maybe tone that down a little bit and put grown-ups on stage and add a little more, I guess, fun and whimsy into the mix.
But the same rule, you can write with your finger on your hand, but no writing with a pencil or pen or anything like that. And once you start the word, if I'm going to spell yesterday and I go Y-E-Y, I mean, you got to go back and start with Y-E-Y. You can't say, I meant to say Y-E-S. Can't go back. And we have two spell checkers that are sitting there watching you and listening carefully.
Okay, so let's break this down as to... for those who have never participated in a spelling bee, I, for one, at least as a kid, horrible speller. Was not my strong suit. I've gotten better over the years, thank goodness. But for those who have never been in a spelling bee, how is this structured? So for this spelling bee, I know we've got teams of one or two people.
Yeah, you got to have somebody over 18 so you can have somebody younger. Last year, everybody was up on the stage at the Centennial Building, and then we just go through, and as soon as you misspell a word, then you're off the stage. Mm-hmm. And I think we had about 30 teams or something last year.
Wow.
And there were some very, very good spellers there. But am I answering your question?
Yeah, so we're starting with these teams.
If everybody's on the stage, and if there's not enough room, then we'll have people sitting down in the audience, and we'll have the stairs that go up there, and we'll keep people moving.
Okay, and so the first round is going to be, it's going to start with kind of warm-up words,
yes,
I'm hoping.
Ma'am.
We're not going right into these multisyllabic words that have, like, silent M's or anything like that, hopefully.
Correct.
Okay.
It's going to start easy. And then because it is a contest, the words will get more and more difficult until finally there's only one team that wins.
Okay. And it's going down, like, I guess, group by group? It's not like the word is put out there and whoever buzzes in to, like, oh, I happen to know this one?
Oh, yeah, we take turns. Yep. And so there'll be a couple of rounds. Usually people make it through unless they're like me and they go out in the first word. Which is my goal, not to be first. But, it's like you go in order, and then as you misspelled, off you go and stuff like that.
Oh, and you were mentioning it earlier, some of the rules is you're not allowed to write it out. You don't have pen and paper. You have your imaginary pen and paper. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can kind of ghost spell it out with your finger and paper that way.
And you have 30 seconds.
Okay, so 30 seconds.
Somebody's timing you, yep.
And once you start spelling...
Yep, you can't change the word. I mean, your letter.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go. You can't go back like I was saying. Say it. Yesterday is Y E Y. No, it's Y E. Yes.
Man.
So you got to think.
And
but you can you're talking with your partner if you have a partner and stuff like that. I can run through that. So it's, you have. Oh, I'm sorry, I lied. You have 45 seconds to start spelling the word. You'll get a 10-second warning before the bell rings, at which time you have to start spelling it. You can write on your hand. If no one in a round spells a word correctly, then everyone returns for that round. To win the bee, the last speller must spell their word and a championship word. If a speller misses the championship word, all the remaining spellers from the previous round will be reinstated.
Ooh.
Judges' decisions are final. There are lifelines to help you. So you can, for I forget exactly how much, you can go to the dictionary, which again is huge. In 30 seconds, you can ask an audience member to help spell the word, but then you have to spell it back. Or you can call somebody, and we're asking people to on the honor system. You can't use your cell phone to look up the word.
So what you were having people of, like, if someone on stage asks a friend in the audience, how do you spell Monday? They were looking at their cell phone for that and reading it back. So, okay. So
we're asking people not to do that.
Okay.
What else can I tell you? There, our first prize is $20 for person to get in there. We also have sponsors, and we're looking for sponsors. First prize is a $100 gift certificate. Then there's a best team name gets $25 certificate. Worst spelling, you have to opt in to do that if you want. Best team costume and the biggest laugh. Each will get $25 gift certificate.
Oh, excellent.
That's kind of it. It's for fun. It's serious, I guess, in a way, but it's mostly for fun and to raise money for the library.
Yeah, that's the main point of it is to raise money for the library. Yeah. So you had just mentioned that it's to be on a team, it's $20 per person to register. If that's not something doable, but you still want to be on the team, still possible.
Nobody's going to be turned away available. Because they can't afford it. Yeah.
Perfect.
No. So we'll take that's the sponsorship. So we're looking for businesses to help. We're asking them for $50. And it's for like the AmeriCorps, JVs, the Jesuit Volunteers, Outer Coast, whoever.
Any folks who like would like to be a part of it, but $20 is that's a little tight for this time of year.
Nobody's going to announce, oh, they don't have it. We're just, don't worry about it. Just come up.
Perfect.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah, so how does one register to get a team into the Adult Spelling Bee?
Thank you. They can go to the library, and there's a registration form there. They can show up the day of the thing, just show up a little bit early at 6:30 to 8:30, and or they can email me at jbudd3500@gmail.com, and I'll get them a registration. But just show up.
Awesome.
Doesn't make any difference. And bring your teammate or do it by yourself. Either way, we don't care.
Cool. And then for any companies in town or I guess maybe if there's individuals who would want to help provide as a sponsor.
We'd love it.
Same way to go about it?
Give me
go
a call.
To the library or talk to you?
Yep.
Perfect.
Either one. So it's the 27th of February, which is a Thursday, and it's at the Centennial Building where we've done it.
Okay. So we've got some time. It's coming up. Oh, actually, it's 27th today, so you've got a month to start getting that brain massaged into some crazy words.
Start playing Scrabble.
Yeah, start playing Scrabble. Start bringing Wordle or whatever on your phone to get your brain ready to go. You've said your goal this year is just to not be out
first.
On the first word.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
I think it's a good goal.
So Mr. Stein, John Stein and I were on it. We're Team Zero. And I've been on Team Zero for 10 or 11 of the spelling bees. Once we won, and nobody was more surprised than us. And sometimes there's luck involved in it too. It's like sometimes the words are very difficult, and sometimes they're not, or you know them for some odd reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all for fun.
Yeah, that is the main hope of it. And the words are being there's a kind of a secret committee, a clandestine group who are...
because I forget their names.
for their own safety,
their
we're
safety,
keeping their identities
right.
hidden, is putting together the mix of words. And it could be, you said, it's going from generally easier words into more difficult words.
And then more difficult words. And then more difficult words. You can ask for what we were talking earlier for the origin of the word. But again, you have 45 seconds. You got to start spelling. And you can't go back and change your whatever letters you already pronounced.
Yeah, and we'll have our dear news director here, Mr. Robert Woolsey, will be the announcer, I guess, or the reader of the words.
Yes.
He's really good at clearly enunciating words, so you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it in a sentence very well before you're having to figure out how to put that word together by its base parts.
Yeah, just start reading the dictionary. I don't know. It's part of its luck and part of its skill and having the right word show up at the right time for you.
Yeah.
I think.
And I do like that part of the prizes is, not only like the ultimate winner, but also the best team name, the silliest costumes, and I like the most creative spellings, too.
Yes.
That is.
And we won that on how we did not spell bamboozle last year. So,
You got too excited about all those vowels and Z's.
Too many O's and too many Z's.
But it happens to the best of us. Well, awesome. That is some good fun to be looking forward to. So on Thursday, February 27th at 6:30 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall will be the Adult Spelling Bee. For anyone who would like to join in teams of one or two, you can stop by the Sitka Public Library to sign up or contact you, Jeff. It was jbudd3500@gmail.com.
Or show up.
Or just show up a little bit early. It's $20 per person to register, or we've got sponsorships available if you still want to join. Get your costumes figured out, get your names figured out, and start getting your brain thinking about putting words together.
Yeah, you have to have a good team name.
That's a good, gets good juju started for that. Awesome. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for coming in this morning. And good luck this year for Team Zero.
Thank you.